All right, so the biggest college football games to watch this weekend, people, before we get out of here, LSU and Florida. We know how big this game is. I mentioned it. Joe Heisman Burrow is going to show out. And Florida is on their second quarterback, but they're still a good football team. And what this matchup comes down to, when you're looking at LSU and Florida, it's LSU's powerful, high-scoring offense against the Florida Gators' strong defensive front. It is. The Gators have a very, very good defense. Their defensive line is one of the better ones in college football. And their offense is still getting the job done in the run game, but this one's at LSU. This one is going to be the most tested game LSU has played since Texas. And that's the one thing that kind of does worry me is do all these blowout games have an issue where the competitiveness isn't as high as it should be? Oh, it's going to be a good game. The next one, Alabama and Texas A&M. Texas A&M, overrated. They were supposed to be one of the better college football teams, at least top 10 at some point, and they just kept losing these games. Dobbs, whatever his quarterback's name is not good. Bama is going to win this one ugly. And that's only because Texas A&M has no run game, has no defense, has no quarterback play. It doesn't mean I'm high on Alabama, because I'm telling you right now, and I'll look you in the face, I do not think Alabama is what they used to be, at least this season. Their defense is a little shaky, and I don't know if I trust Tua that much. I don't. And then Texas-Oklahoma, one of the more exciting games that takes place at noon. Oh, man, this game. Jalen Hurts, Sam Ellinger at Texas. Oklahoma, a Big 12 school, has played virtually nobody. And we want to talk about Jalen Hurts being a Heisman candidate, but Lincoln Riley at the same time is the best offensive mind in college football, which eventually that young offensive mind needs to make the jump to the NFL. And then Oklahoma and Texas, Sam Ellinger, they got to find a way. They're down injury-wise on defense. They're calling themselves DBU. How can they step up for a game like this? All right, real quick, let's get to bold predictions and then Corey's call. I got 8 picks, 4 bold predictions. I'm picking every single one of these college football games. LSU is ranked 5th in the nation. Florida is 7. Alabama, the best team in the country right now. Texas A&M, 24. Texas, 11. Oklahoma is right there. They're a top team, too. Let's do it, then. Bowl predictions before we get out of here. Look, I think LSU wins by 10-plus, regardless of how good that Florida Gators team is. Regardless. From the NFL side, Kirk Cousins takes on the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that little drama in Minnesota where the wide receivers takes a backseat against a poor Philadelphia secondary, and they play the Jets. They didn't prove anything. Kirk Cousins throws for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. Number 3, Cowboys get back on track and score 30 points against the Jets, and Jared Goff will get sacked against the San Francisco 49ers defensive line 6 times. And some of you might be saying, the bold prediction for 10-plus by LSU, that's not a bold prediction. If you have not seen Florida's defense play and how good this game's supposed to be, that's a big bold prediction. All right, Corey's call. For college football, give me Alabama at Texas A&M. Alabama is going to dominate and sweep the floor in that one. Florida at LSU, number 7 Florida. Number 5, LSU. Bold prediction, got to stick with it. I think the Tigers win this one because they're at home. That's a big difference. Tiger Stadium, Baton Rouge, it gets loud.